This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A trove of documents central to a sexual abuse investigation and long sought by investigators in Texas were found by USA Gymnastics officials at their headquarters in Indianapolis, pushing the U.S. Olympic Committee this week to avert the possibility of another scandal and move to take over the sports federation. Lawyers and legal scholars are arguing that Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general is unconstitutional, breaching the appointments clause because as a principal officer of the government reporting only to the president, he has to be approved by the U.S. Senate. Alarmed by a huge increase in vaping among young people, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is expected to announce a ban on the sale of most e-cigarettes in convenience stores and gas stations. Google will no longer make workers arbitrate sexual harassment and sexual assault claims after tens of thousands of workers around the globe walked off the job last week to protest the company's workplace culture. The DOL scrapped guidance that tip workers be paid at least the minimum wage if a substantial part of their shift was non-tipped work. Federal judge in Montana blocked construction of the Keystone XL pipeline to allow the State Department to provide a fuller explanation of how the 1,184-mile project would affect the environment. Returns are still being counted in Florida and Georgia in both governor's races and in the Florida senator race. But at this point, Democrats picked up 30 seats in the House, a record number of 100 women were elected, and the Democrats lost 2 seats in the Senate. A Philippine court sentenced Imelda Marcos, the country's flamboyant former first lady, to a minimum of 42 years in prison for creating private foundations to hide her unexplained wealth. Court found her guilty of 7 counts of graft, with each count punishable by a minimum of 6 years in prison. The ruling also automatically disqualifies Mrs. Marcos, who is a congresswoman, from holding any public office. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.